I am using radio voice.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
Oh, it's so profound, so dramatic, so amazing. What
and,
a voice.
And 100%
accurate. 100%
accurate. This is,
man,
Balcony Radio.
It is. God, how do these things happen?
Well, man, when you sit in this chair over here for several years, you realize where you are.
Ah, that's
it,
right.
It dawns on you.
Yeah.
It sinks in.
Good.
Well, when are you going to let me out?
Never. Never. You're here forever, man. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Right on, man.
Here we are again with you for another Sunday.
Oh, yes. And, today is Sunday. No, today's Saturday.
Well, for us it is, but for people downloading. Well, we that's don't right. even say it's Sunday. Who listens on the first day other than you and I?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Gets downloaded,
well,
but
somebody
it gets dropped.
Does. Somebody's out there.
Yeah, somebody cool. So here we are again doing some more rock and roll, and this is one of the times where you said to me, let's do this specifically. You wanted to do this one, and what is it, Scott?
Well, it's the Rolling Stones. It's Have the Rolling Stones Killed, episode number 8, and we're going deep into the 60s,
that's
so
right.
to speak. We're going deep tracks from the 1960s.
Yeah. So the Stones, like every other band that hit it big, had contractual obligations that were ridiculous. They really did. All the bands did. It was product
yeah.
for the hit makers back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And they had no control over anything. So it was like, oh, the company wants a record. I got to make a record.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a contract.
I got a month. I got to write a record. Oh. Fuck. Now you get 4 or 5 years, which is insane. But especially for
yeah,
a band.
Yeah, that's right.
Band,
you do.
Yeah.
Because most of that time they're on tour.
Think about U2. They take 5 years between records. They do the whole thing and then take a year off to do
write
whatever it is.
The
bullshit.
Write,
and then they get back together. And then, you know, it's a whole like manufacturing process. But back then, it was cookie cutter in the 60s.
Yeah.
Record. Let's just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Stones put out, oh man, like 7 or 8 albums from 64 to 68. There's a lot of material.
Really? Wow. I didn't realize it was that much.
It's a lot, yeah. Especially in England, where it was every 10 months or so, you had to have an album out. The Stones, the Beatles, the Kinks had that situation going too. And it isn't until late in the 60s when people start realizing that rock and roll is an art form that they really take a back seat from, you know, it being a schedule thing where every 6 months you have to write an album.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Stones wind up doing a lot of material and a lot of cover songs early on because they just didn't have tunes written to supply the
that's
demand
right.
for
they
the records.
That's right, they do a lot of covers.
Yeah, so they do covers on all their albums until like 66 or 67, until very late, way later than the Beatles stopped doing covers.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to keep up. It really is.
Well, when they get to the original music, it's really something else. And like you said, the first album is entirely.
It's all covers.
Yes.
It's all covers. I think the first Stones, the first Beatles record definitely is. The first Stones one is too. And I think the second Stones album is maybe 3/4 covers too.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't until like the third one where they start, putting their own stamp on the sound.
Right.
And, you know, by the mid-60s, they're writing all the songs, that's where they really take off.
That's exactly right.
You know, that's where they start becoming the Rolling Stones.
It's like From the Buttons or Between the Buttons.
Between the Buttons, Aftermath. Mm-hmm. I think Aftermath might be the first one, which is like late 65 when they write all the songs. And then Between the Buttons is the one after that. Mm-hmm. And that's the better one. That's the one where they figured it out.
There you go.
And then after that, they take off and become Los Rolling Stones that we know today.
The rock and juggernaut that they are.
Exactly. Yeah, they become the arena, you know, behemoth, you know, cliche. They become the joke that they are.
Yeah.
You know, later on.
That's true. I do become cliche, I guess.
Kind of. But we're going to play the early stuff and all the deep cuts. So we're going to get the early Stones when they were a scrappy band. They really were.
Yeah. Yeah. And, when they still had hunger.
Yeah, they did. And they had hunger. And they're just going for it on every track. Especially the covers. Mick is just really selling all these songs like they're originals, which is how you got to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's
they don't
really
do
rogue
covers. They make the songs Rolling Stone songs.
And Mick is the kind of front man to really to really bring that to the forefront.
Well, he kind of is the first front man, right?
Yeah, he's the only one.
Well, if you think about it,
he's the first one. Yeah,
he's the first one.
He's almost the leader.
The rock and roll, he is the leader. Rock and roll wise, he's the first frontman, and because the Beatles don't have one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm, they have four frontmen. That's the point of their band.
Yeah, it's Mick. He doesn't play an instrument.
He's out there. He's shaking it. He's the one, right?
Yeah.
It's Little Richard with a rock band, basically, is the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
So that's
it, man.
Let's dig it.
Right on. So I guess we're gonna go. Let's see. We're gonna go back to the album Now, the Rolling Stones Now.
This is the second album,
the
I believe.
The second one, yeah.
Second or third, it's early.
And this is a really cool track. This is called Surprise, Surprise.
Hitchhike, 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 shot, baby.
Gonna too fast.
doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. It's sleeping, it's a baiting. Can't you please tear it out and preserve it right there in that jar? Put your suit on, comb your long hair down, for you will be wet in the hour. So help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. I'm sleeping, it's fading. Can't you please take it out and preserve it right there in that jar? Yep. Oh, help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. It's sleeping, it's fading. Can't you please tear it out and preserve it?
Okay. It's okay. No worries.
Did I make it?
Yeah, you're all right.
All right.
Dear Doctor by the Rolling Stones from Beggar's Banquet. How's the coffee, Ed?
I haven't even tasted it yet.
Did you get it in the microwave?
No, I didn't eat it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. It's a little old, but it's still drinkable.
You made it today, right?
Yes, I did make it today.
That's fine. Now you read it off because I'm winded.
Yes, you are winded. I'm sorry. Okay, we started out with Surprise, Surprise from the first Rolling Stone. Not the first, but the second Rolling Stones record. Third, I'm sorry.
It's the third one. Yeah.
Third one, Rolling Stones Now. Surprise, Surprise. That's a song I have not heard personally in a long, long time.
It's really great, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to get a lot of play back in some day, but it's a pretty cool song. And then we moved on to the record Out of Our Heads, and we heard Hitchhike. And we actually, these songs that we are playing today are not only deep tracks, but they did get a relative fair amount of airplay back in the old FM days. And they're actually kind of cool songs that seem to have fallen through the cracks in a lot of playlists. So we're kind of trying to stay on that kind of track, I think. So Hitchhike was another one from Out of Our Heads. And then we moved on to England's newest hitmakers, the premier record, and Walkin' the Dog. Walkin' the Dog.
Walkin' the Dog.
Yes. And then the Rolling Stones' number two record, we heard Grown Up Wrong, and we finished up with Beggar's Banquet from, we finished up with Dear Doctor from Beggar's Banquet.
Yes.
So there you go. Okay.
Not a bad start.
Not a bad start at all. So now we're going to listen to some Chuck Berry. And another a cool cover version from 12x5.
An obscure one, too.
Very obscure.
Not a lot of people know this Chuck song.
Yeah, this is called Around and Around.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Getting realer than a rocking, what a crazy sound. Suspect. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and a rocking, what a crazy sound.
Love me, baby. best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The balcony.
Long time.
The Rolling Stones bopping it to a Don Ray song called Down the Road a Piece from their record The Rolling Stones Now.
All right.
And we're just noticing the discography here. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just had a mind-blowing thought that I have to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you just said, where you're looking at the discography, they put out how many records in 65, you say? Four?
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
Four records in 65, which are all for teenage girls.
Yeah.
That means there was a time in the early 60s that teenage girls screamed for Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Richards.
And what's the name of the album that comes out in the last quarter of the year?
Is it Out of Our Heads?
December's Children.
December's Children, yeah.
So they put out a record for every financial quarter.
Yeah, they put out a record for a season in 1965. It's amazing. The Beatles put out two albums that year, too, right? No, they just did Rubber Soul. Well, no, Help comes out in 65 and Rubber Soul.
Uh-huh.
And then at 66 is when the Beatles slow down.
Put out one album a year.
For Revolver, yeah. I think Beatles for Sale comes out in 65, too. So that's three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes out in 65. Okay, so that's three Beatles records, four Stones albums. And at 65 is, that's the year that Dylan puts out
Highway
61 and Bringing It All Back Home. So he puts out two records. 65 is crazy.
Yeah, man. That's just insane.
Is that the year we should cover for the 60s?
You know, I think that might be an idea. 65 would just be would be packed loaded. Anyway, we got a lot of songs in the slot.
That's
read
not
that?
Fair conversation.
That's not fair conversation. Read that set off.
Yeah.
Please.
So we started with the Rolling Stones covering a very obscure Chuck Berry song called Around and Round, and that is from their record 12 times 5 or 12...
12 by 5.
12 by 5. I read it as a math problem. It's from the record 60. And then we played Pain in My Heart, Taking It Down a Notch, and that is from their second album, The Rolling Stones, number 2. And then a live thing, a really great version of Off the Hook, which is, I think, on their first album. And that is from the soundtrack to a recently released soundtrack. Yeah, can you check it out?
That's what I'm looking at.
No, then Off the Hook is on the second album. Mm-hmm. It's there was a documentary that never had a proper release in America. I think it was only shown in the BBC. It's got a great title. It's called Charlie Is My Darling. And it was bootlegged forever, and the Stones finally released it on DVD officially a couple years ago. And the soundtrack is bitchin', because it's all live 65 Stones.
Oh.
And it's basically a lot of their TV performances. So they'll do them on Shindig.
I was gonna say,
they did a lot of English TV too, because that's where they were from. They were a London band.
Didn't they do Sullivan in '65 as
they
well?
They did Sullivan. They did the TMI show. Uh-huh. They did American Bandstand. They did everything.
Right.
So the performances are all those. And they are bitching.
Oh, I'm sure,
and
man.
It's in black and white, though, which is it's a good thing and a bad thing. It would be cool to see that footage in color, but the black and white makes it a little bit more cinema verite, because there's a lot of backstage stuff. So it's in that kind of D.A. Pennebaker style, and it's really groovy. And the soundtrack is kick ass, because it's all mid-60s Stones playing all the singles.
Right at the peak of their powers.
Uh-huh. And when the girls are still screaming right before they become an all dude band, in the late 60s.
Before the whiskey kicks in.
Before the booze and blow comes in. So it's still the Rolling Stones as a singles band, and it's just it's a really good movie, too.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
cool. Right on, man.
That was, that song was called Off the Hook. It just says Live from England 65. I think, I don't remember where it is. It might be like a fair show. They used to do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then played Talking About You from December's Children, and then finished it up there with a hot shit version of Down the Road a Piece from the Rolling Stones. Now.
All right, man. I like these deep tracks, deep in the 60s. Mm-hmm. These are some really good stuff. And a lot of surprises.
Wait, did we already play that song?
You're right. We certainly did.
Let's scroll up.
Okay.
Can you scroll up for a second? Yeah, we did. Yeah, damn it. All right, let's start with something else. Let's replace
Okay.
Off-air conversation.
We'll just move this up here, and we'll go to the record, a live record. Got live if you wanted. This is called Fortune Teller.
To the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my ball. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and I said, "You're in love." I said, "I couldn't that be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know." She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes." I left there in a hurry. I was looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I didn't see nobody. Why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, as if it was a murder girl. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. Now I get my fortune told for free.
I listen, everybody, especially the girls. baby, all week. Now you chicks do all agree. This ain't the way it's supposed to be. Let me hear ya. Let me hear ya say, yeah, yeah, up early in the morning. Weather on my mind. Just to find out all night. I've been crying. But I believe a woman, a man's best friend. I'm gonna stick by.
Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
Darling, I can't
not the way you give in willingly. Others do it without thrilling me. Giving me that same old feeling inside that I know I must be right. It's the singer, not the song. Same old songs. We've been going there for much too long. There's something wrong, and it gives me that feeling inside that I know I must be right. It's the singer, not the song. It's the singer.
Stop thinking.
Think.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Thinking's over.
Think.
Aftermath, the record, Think, the song.
Is Aftermath the first one where they write all the songs?
Yes.
Okay. So what is that, 65?
That would be about 1966.
66, it's that late, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
April 1966.
I gave it to you, and you haven't started it yet, but I'm re-listening. I haven't even read it. I'm listening to it on Audible, the Keith Richards biography, and he talks about the beginning of them starting as songwriters, and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Oh, I'm sure
and
that's
it's like,
true.
Yeah, the producer, Andrew Oldham, who is like, is a different story altogether. He's one of my favorite people in rock history. He's a nutball, but he put them in a room and said, all right, write some fucking songs, and that's how they started. It's not an organic thing. Whatsoever.
They were forced to do it.
Yeah, it's not a creative, you know, like, you know, kismet.
Freedom Express, yeah, kismet,
it's
right.
It's not a Lennon and McCartney situation. They were literally locked in a room and
forced
said,
to write.
Yeah, I'll be, that's how the story goes. As Andrew said, I'm going out tonight.
I want some songs.
When I get back, you have a song done. And I think when he got back, they had written As Tears Go By, which is the first song, which becomes a big hit for Marianne Faithfull and shows up on one of their later albums and is a beautiful song.
Beautiful song, that's right.
But it's just, it's weird that their inclination was, no, let's start with a slow one.
Sure, why not? That's great. That was a great move.
Yeah, Keith talks about it. I think the first three or four songs they do are slow, and then Andrew says, come on.
Pick it up.
And then they become the Rolling Stones.
Got a rocket here, guys.
Yeah. It's just so great. Keith's book is astonishing, and you really have to
get it. I have it sitting, waiting for my ears. I will get to it.
Oh, man, it makes life better.
I'm sure it really does. Yes, I know. I like the talking. I like to hear that.
It's really great. All right. Why don't you read it off so I can do the plug?
Certainly. We started with a live track from, that's right, Fortune Teller. We started live with Got Live If You Want It, and we heard Fortune Teller. That's a song that was written by Alan Toussaint under a different name. And then we heard a song from England's newest hitmakers, and Can I Get a Witness? Can I Get a Witness? And then we moved on to Out of Our Heads and Gotta Get Away. And then from December's Children, we heard the singer, not the song. And then we moved to Aftermath and Think. And ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the microphone to give you all the gory details of all the fun happenings here at BalconyRadio.com is Anthony. Anthony, take it away.
Yeah, it's me. Hey. All right, so the first thing you should do if you have an idea for a show, a song suggestion, a song you want to hear, anything like that, just drop us a line. Our email address is BalconyRadio@gmail.com, BalconyRadio@gmail.com. And then the next thing you should do is head on over to the website. It's called BalconyRadio.com, and therein you will find our radio station broadcasting music, streaming it commercial-free 24 hours a day. 6 days a week, we play whatever comes up in our 45,000-song-strong music library. And that's rock, it's country, it's pop, it's soul, it's blues, it's everything that's good about music. And then that's midnight to midnight every day of the week. And then on Sunday from midnight to midnight, it is nothing but jazz music. We set the program for bop, blue notes, traditional jazz, hard bop, Dixieland, everything that's good. We got it. We have, I think, another couple thousand jazz tunes that we play in the library. Basically everything that is a requirement for your jazz collection, we've got. So go check it out. Music broadcast 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all vetted by two music nerds. That's me and Scott. And then the other thing you'll find on the website are actual episodes of the podcast and instructions on how to download them. It's an RSS feed. Yeah, I know.
More S's.
Yeah, now you chime in, huh? I'm going to mute you. So there's an RSS feed for each podcast, instructions on how to download them so they show up in your iTunes with all the other podcasts that you subscribe to. Or you can just listen to them on the website. We drop two episodes a week, one on Sunday, one on Wednesday. On Sunday, it's one of the regular programs. We have 24 different genre-specific shows that we rotate. We have like a oldie show, country show, R&B show, an all-women show, an all-life music show. Basically, just whatever we thought was good, was a music genre or kind of idea that we could revolve enough songs around to do something weekly for. So go check it out. If you go to the Balcony Radio webpage, you can scroll down, and each show has its own dedicated little folder there. You can check it out. If there's a specific type of music that you're a super big fan of, there's more than enough chance that Scott and I are as well.
We do have a search function on there, too.
That's right, and as of today, we have a search function. So if you're looking for a specific episode or checking to see if we've covered a specific band, you can just type them up right there in the search engine, and if we haven't done it yet, we're getting to them. And if you find somebody we haven't, send us an email. Damn it. And then, let's see, on Wednesday we upload another podcast. It's called the 101 Series. And what we do is we take a little bit of a magnifying glass to a person, place, or thing in rock and roll, usually an artist or a band, and we take a look at their career via the deep cuts and live tracks and things like that. We try and steer clear of the big hits. So we do that once a week, and it's pretty cool. So you get 4 hours, two podcasts of nothing but music with your buddies here guiding you through them. Think of them like mixtapes with your friends explaining the songs to you. Yes. And then the last thing you should do is head on over to the Facebook and type in Balcony Radio and be our friends there. We upload episodes. We drop episodes of the podcast on our Facebook page, as well as other music news, information, pictures, things that we find that we think are cool enough to share with you. And there it is. Can we get back to the Stones?
I think we should.
Take it or leave it.
You could turn and on more time than a match in neon sand. When you want your bed, but you can't be so kind. Just take it or leave it. Don't tell your friend just what you're gonna do now. You take it or leave it.
Out of that time. Also out, I never obvious the point of you doing it. Your mind has just jumped the track. I took a bit different view of it. You sold me out of that slide.
Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Z, plural.
non-stop. It's a continuous show. Stay as long as you like. We'll bar downstairs.
Good evening, one and all. We're all so glad to see you here. We'll play your favorite songs while you all soak up the atmosphere. We'll start with Overall River, then maybe Stormy Weather, too. I'm sure you know just what to do. On with the show, good health to you. Please pour another glass, it's time to watch the cabaret. Your wife will never know that you're not really working late. Your hostess here is Wendy, you'll find her very friendly too. And we don't care just what you do. On with the show.
That you can't make it anymore. We'll put you in a cab and get you safely to the door. Oh, we've got all the answers, and we've got lovely dancers too. There's nothing else you have to do.
On with the show, good health to you. You're all such lovely people dancing gaily around the floor. But if you have to fight, please take your trouble out the door. For now I see you in sorrow, until this time tomorrow. We'll bid you all a fond adieu. On with the show, good health to you.
Don't turn my nose.
Bourbon and soda.
Bourbon and soda. Too many ladies. I think it's a tiny container. You know what I like to do?
Good.
Hey girl, your suspender shows, and the girl behind you looks a bit unsure.
With a slight take on Chuck Berry, we had Miss Amanda Jones from Between the Buttons by the Rolling Stones. That was very nice. I like that hard rocking thing when they're just letting it all hang out, man. Very cool.
But they don't do no more, you mean?
No, that they haven't done for about
45 years?
45 years, maybe a little bit less than that, actually. But
since the Cretaceous period, I believe.
That's right.
The late
Jurassic.
Early Mesozoic.
Mesozoic.
Yes. Oh. That's just a fun word to say.
Yes. Many vowels, many syllables.
Mesozoic. Oh, I just want to drop that in Words with Friends Against Your Girlfriend. Dropping that one on Kathy.
An adverb of that would be Mesozoical.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's how I'll describe you from now on.
Mesozoical?
Mesozoical.
No, don't call me that.
Dipped in amber.
Oh, ouch. Thank you. Okay.
For that, you should read
I'm not
the songs.
That old, man.
Read the songs.
Oh, fine. Okay, we started out with...
Put your glasses down your nose and look.
Right down, yeah. Take It or Leave It from the Flowers record, which is a really burning record. There's some good stuff on there. And then we moved on to a record called Between the Buttons. In fact, we had both two songs from that record in this set. We heard the first one, All Sold Out, and the last one there from the same record, I Miss Amanda Jones. In between, we had a live track from Got Live If You Want It and Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadows. The dark side, the paranoid dark side of the Rolling Stones surfacing there. And everybody going crazy in the audience, man. They loved it. And then we went to the record Let It Bleed and Live With Me, and that was very cool stuff there. And then their take album, The Satanic Majesty's Request, and On Earth the Sure. Oh God, oh boy, we have one more from that record.
It's not a great record.
No, but we'll kind of move on.
But as they got older, it became not their worst album because they've done
worse. That's very true.
It's still 60 Stones. I mean, it's still them. It's just they're putting on
not their best.
No, they're totally putting on a guise. And like Keith says in his book, they did it because they had to, because Sgt. Pepper was coming out. And then the Pink Floyd was the hot band because they were about to release, Saucer Full of Secrets? Mm-hmm. Is that what came out in 67 or Piper?
67, I guess, would be Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Yeah,
and Piper at the Gates of Dawn had just come out, and that was the record that everyone was into in 67 because it was like the next sound, which was the Pink Floyd, and that's kind of where music went, and it went druggy.
Yeah,
and they become the biggest band in the world 5 years later. Mm-hmm. So the Rolling Stones kind of did it just to keep up, and Keith's book describes it really well. It's like he fucking hates that record. it's garbage, basically.
Yeah, right. It's just something we just did to fill.
It is. I think he even says it's the only time that they considered that they felt that they were following a trend. And it's obvious. They're really trying to follow the psychedelic trend, and they're not a psychedelic band at all.
No, far from it.
They're not an LSD band.
I was going to see, what was the record that came out at this?
After Beggar's Banquet. Yeah, they go back to rock and roll immediately. They release one of their best albums. They go back to dirty rock and roll. What comes after Beggar's Banquet?
Let It Bleed.
Let It Bleed. Yeah, they do all right.
That ends the 60s.
They bounce back.
They do pretty good.
It literally is the only, it's the weird, the only kind of record that doesn't belong that they do in the 60s. Everything else is wonderful, but this one is just this curiosity right in the middle. What the fuck is this? Somebody got into the field of poppies.
Somebody said, okay, guys, you got to do this.
kind of, and it didn't sell well. And like Heath said, the only good thing about it is the cover, and the cover is groovy.
Yeah, and that makes early versions of the record very collectible.
It's super collectible, and yeah, you won't find it in record stores if you're looking through, thumbing through the vinyl section. You just won't find it because everyone picks that up as soon as they see it. It's the Rolling Stones dressed like wizards, and it's a 3D cover, so it's one of those like kind of like glued on kind of, you know, plasticky looking things.
Right. It's added on.
And it's added on, and you gotta like turn the record side to side to see the
movements kind of and movement the pictures and all things. That stuff. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
But it's really cool. And they're all dressed like, seriously, like Tolkien wizards with like pointy hats and shit on the cover. It's really cool.
Very cool.
But yeah, it's a terrible album. There's like one good song on it, and She's a Rainbow's on it. That's an awesome song.
And I think that Bill Wyman had a hand in some of the
probably
psych
more
elements.
So
yes, because he was producing psych bands.
Yeah, and I think hearing Keith's book, he was a little bit more interested in other things in 1967.
Oh yeah, yeah, I think that's true.
Smacking Anita Pallenberg.
Quite very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do the last set of the show here, partner.
That's right.
What do we got here? Oh, Flowers. Good heavens.
Yeah, this is a great song. This is Backstreet Girl.
I don't want you to be down. Don't want to tell you no lie. Just want you to be around. Please come right up to my ears. You will be able to hear what I say. Don't want you out in my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Please don't be part of my life. Please keep yourself to yourself. Please don't you bother my wife. That way you won't get no help. Don't try to ride on my horse. You're rather common and coarse anyway. Don't want you out in my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Call me at home. Please don't come knocking at night. Please never ring on the phone. Your manners are never quite right. Please take the favors I grant. Curtsy and look nonchalant just for me. Part of my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Just you be my backstreet girl.
Yeah, Come on, darling, make her feel alright. Make her feel alright. Come on, pretty baby, make her all night long. Make her all night long. Yeah, you tore me apart.
lucky that I didn't have any luck towards her. Next time I make sure that the girl will be much poorer. Word in.
boat was red. Started down the road, started down the road. All he had started down the road. Going out in this world, well, God only knows. And that'll be the way to get along. Well, poor boy, all he had, family come in the land. Family come in the land. And all he had, family come in the land. Well, I believe I'm gonna hire me a two-star man.
Great song.
Very pretty, very pretty. Prodigal Son from Beggar's Banquet.
Yes.
Ending a really cool Rolling Stones, Have the Rolling Stones Killed show.
Episode 8?
Eight.
Let me say it a little bit more surely. Episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Isn't that amazing?
All right, let me read it off.
Yeah, right on.
All
right.
We started with Backstreet Girl from Flowers and then moved on to a live track, I'm All Right, and that is from Charlie Is My Darling. And then back to 12 by 5 for a great slow song called Congratulations. And then we finished up strong with starting with High and Dry from Aftermath. One of their best records, Aftermath. It's their folk record, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Aftermath and then Between the Buttons. They had that kind of folksy period.
Like that acoustic sound.
Yeah, yes. It's like the equivalent to the Beatles with Rubber Soul and Revolver. Both of those records are on par with the Beatles, too. Those are both genius albums.
Right.
The Rolling Stones are really great in the late 60s. Except for Satanic Majesty. And then we played Sing This All Together from Satanic Majesty's Request. And then finished up there with Prodigal Son from Beggar's Banquet, 1968. Good stuff.
Good heavens, man. That was a very cool show. Good pickings on that.
Not
one,
bad,
man.
Huh?
Yeah,
not
was...
bad for something you and I threw together in like 3 minutes
yeah.
before the show started.
That's all right
Let's
by
play
me.
This. Let's play that.
And we know what to do, man, because these are all great songs. You're a good one. You actually pulled them out mostly. Good job. Congratulations.
Yay.
My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Hey, Chloe's in the room, kind of. Like, she's sitting in the doorway.
Hey,
baby.
Oh,
she's
good,
got her ass facing us.
That's right. I think yeah. she's trying to
Same
tell
to
us
you,
something.
Kat.
Yeah, thanks, Kitty. So nice.
All right, let's finish it up with
yeah.
with the only song that we're playing tonight, I think, not sung by Mick Jagger.
That's right.
That's
I guess
right.
that's right. Okay.
This is a Keefe song,
mm-hmm.
and one of the best tunes that they do on Let It Bleed. And are you familiar with this one? Do you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I think this one was a deep cut, and we weren't sure about finishing with this one or not.
This is probably one of the deepest you could probably find as far as this record is concerned.
It's a great song.
Yeah, very lysergic.
Mm-hmm. it's Keith Richards, right?
That's right. He does that very well.
All right. Here's a great tune. It's called You Got the Silver, and Now You Gots to Get Out.
See ya.
Hey.
big babe, what's in your eye? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul, you got the silver, you got the gold, you got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's alright, it'll buy some time. Kitchen door.
Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance, Sebastian. You like it?
Falcon Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Falcon Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Falcon Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.